2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's partly cloudy, 91 degrees, KSL's top story. Our drought is forecast to intensify this summer, and today we've already set a new record high, 93 degrees for this day. Our team coverage, Utah Summer Preview, begins with KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
People at this pool in Bountiful are obviously trying to stay cool on this record hot day. Today broke a record of 92 degrees set in 1958. And it's also the first time this year we've gone above 90 degrees. So it definitely feels like summer is upon us. But KSL meteorologist Kristen Van Dyke says cooler temperatures and even some rain is just around the corner.
Memorial Day weekend, we have a couple of systems coming in from the 70s Saturday, 60s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So it's not long lasting.
Kristen says the rain we're in for won't make a dent in our drought, but it could mean you can turn the sprinklers off on your lawn for the week. Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
With team coverage, I'm Becky Bruce. State water watchers update our drought picture every Thursday, and unfortunately, we're quite a bit drier than we should be headed into Memorial Day weekend. If our snowpack melted right now, we'd get about a foot of water out of it, or 4 inches less than a typical median year. And while our drought severity level was greater a year ago at this time, our reservoirs are lower. In May 2021, we were sitting at 67% capacity statewide. Right now, it's 63%, with a lot of summer still to come. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Now, you might not think about a golf course as the place to get advice about water conservation, but Spanish Fork just spent $3 million to upgrade the sprinkler system at the Oaks Golf Course, and they're saving millions of gallons of water. Mayor Mike Mendenhall told Dave and Dujanovic this morning those upgrades are also available to residents for free to keep their sprinklers from turning on during windy conditions.
Our smart sprinkling system, which is a grant program, people get it for free installed at their house. That will not water in the windy times of the day either, because more evaporation happens in the wind than it does in the sun.
Mayor Mendenhall says Spanish Fork has been leading the way on water conservation for the last 20 years. KSL's top national story. The elementary school shooter in Uvalde, Texas, was not confronted by law enforcement prior to making his way into the school on Tuesday. That was one of several new details we learned today from Victor Escalon with the Texas Department of Public Safety.
It was reported that a school district police officer confronted the suspect that was making entry. Not accurate. He walked in unobstructed initially.
The shooter killed 19 children and two adults before he was killed in a shootout with police. The White House has announced the president and first lady will travel to Uvalde, Texas. They're going on Sunday. They say the president will grieve with the families there. KSL News Time 403, Mexico is calling on the U.S. to strengthen its gun laws.
Many of the guns found in Mexican cartel crimes are smuggled in from the U.S. because they're easier to obtain on this side of the border. Mexico's leaders are now calling out the U.S. for the power of the gun lobby. Mexico has been taking a more assertive stance against American guns flooding into the country, fueling waves of violence on that side of the border. Last year, Mexico sued 10 gun makers and distributors in the U.S. for billions of dollars for all but aiding cartels. Mexico's foreign ministry deputy legal advisor saying now, quote, "The only winner is a gun industry. Let's hold them accountable," end quote.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. A private school in Sandy says they're investigating some swastikas drawn in school yearbooks. The head of the Waterford School, Adam Minky, didn't say how many yearbooks were drawn in, but can confirm They were drawn by middle schoolers.
We are taking this matter very seriously, and there's absolutely no place for any of that, any hatred and bigotry here at Waterford.
Minky says right now their investigation is internal, but they could expand that depending on what they find. Millions of Americans are expected to travel over the holiday weekend, even with gas prices surging. Some say the pain at the pump has them staying parked.
I'm staying local because everything is, you know, with the gas prices being high and with the pandemic still going on, I'm staying close to home.
The national average for a gallon of regular today, unleaded, $4.60. According to AAA here in Utah, we are paying $4.66. What time you decide to get out of Dodge could do a lot more to save you time and headache. It might actually save you money, according to KSL traffic reporter Andy Farnsworth.
Since we're talking about gas prices, that's something you really need to think about. You know, you could spend the same time sitting in traffic, working your way south, or waiting 3 hours to start, and you're going to get to your destination, you know, within a relatively similar amount of time, but you're not spending all that gas money sitting and idling on the freeway.
The busiest time on the roads, probably this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon after 1 p.m. So if you can leave tonight or tomorrow morning instead, you'll be better off. KSL News Time, 4:05.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.